So the talk today off the air, it's going to be off the air tomorrow too.
Yes. All right. Remember we were talking last week about how Sharon Osbourne had that whole thing with Cheryl Underwood. Mm-hmm. They went back and forth. And then Holly Robinson Pete, who used to be on the show, she came out and said, Sharon Osbourne had me fired. Mm-hmm. She said that I was too ghetto for the show and she had me fired. So Sharon Osbourne is like, that didn't happen. That's not true. And I mean, Holly Robinson Pete is not one of those women that's, she's not hysterical. She's not going to say somebody got her fired when it didn't happen. She's not looking for drama. Mm-hmm. She was just like, yeah. And by the way, this happened, you know, so between the two of them, I think I'm going to believe Holly Robinson Pete, by the way. So now Sharon Osbourne's apologizing. And the reaction from the talk was, we're going on a hiatus for 3 days. And during that time, we're going to do an investigation and then we're going to come back and probably be without Sharon Osbourne is my guess.
So what kind of investigation do they have to do? I mean, they can see the same video we did.
Mm.
And in the Holly Robertson Pete thing is just a she said, she said scenario. So there's really no investigation needed there.
So they're going to probably bring in HR and they're going to bring in maybe an attorney. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go through some of Sharon Osbourne's tweets and check out her back and forth with Piers Morgan and really look at the words that she used. You know, there's people now that, here's my favorite thing. So remember we were watching all those movies about strippers and stripping and sex, like sex workers. There's a woman out there, there's a couple of women out there that they're ex-sex workers and they get on a set. And they make sure that you're doing exactly what is cool. Like there's certain things you shouldn't say. And there's certain things that are just like, you know, too old school to say about sex workers. So they make sure that it stays really like PC and that it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
They have that now. They're called, I want to say like diversity officers or something to that effect, where they come in to a facility and make sure that you're not doing these microaggressions and doing these things that are making your employees feel uncomfortable, even by accident, even like unintentionally. You know, they, some policy you might have may be a totally misogynist policy and you don't even realize it because the policy has been around for 30 years. So there's people that come in and they literally go through your HR manual, the way you handle situations. They're going to look at tweets. They're going to look at that tape and see what Sharon Osbourne said, what she's been saying all along. It's more than just that tape. They're mm-hmm. going to do probably a little bit of a like a forensic look back at who she's been.
Yeah, she's never going to be on that show ever again.
Right.
That's it. I mean, she's not going to put up with this. She's just going to be like, fire me. I don't care. I got, you know, what, 8 years left of my life. Go ahead and fire me. I really do not care.
Well, the weird thing about that show is the turnover. I mean, the original cast of The Talk has been like, was gone within a couple of months, then new people, and then somebody else comes in, somebody else goes out. Mm-hmm. I think Sharon Osbourne, I mean, I don't think she was an original member. Maybe she was, but everyone's gone. Like all the original people are just like long gone. So that's a weird show. That's just like, it's not like The View where they have a couple of staples and they just sort of switch out one or, I mean, The View is doing the same thing now where they're switching out a lot of people. They've mm-hmm. lost a lot of people. But you know, Whoopi's still there and Joy Behar's still there at The View. So, and now Sunny. So it feels like you're watching The View. The Talk, every time I turn on, I'm like, and now who's this chick?
Mm-hmm.
What's she there for? Who's this? Is she a guest host? Is she a host? Does she work there now? It's confusing.
Up until a couple of months ago, I would study ratings of TV shows.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, The Talk has 0.0 ratings. The View has 0.0 ratings. You know, when you're selling TV commercials inside these shows, you're charging $25 a spot. I mean, there's nothing right there. There's no ratings. So
Dan says that he said, I'm thinking that Sharon is the new Roseanne. So I said, how
Fall
so?
Guy. Probably the new Fall Guy for whatever.
Oh, like the new Fall Guy.
Yeah. And, you know, when's the last you heard of Roseanne? She hadn't been, you know, on our radar since she said that.
Right. That's a very good point.
But Sharon yeah. doesn't hold anything back. She could care less.
Right.
You know, she's dealt with Ozzy and and her kid. So
yeah, but you know, this isn't that show. I mean, this show was supposed to be talking about, you know, current things. Okay, so just let's look at the history of the talk for a second. It started out with Julie Chen. She was the main. I think Sharon Osbourne was there originally, but Julie Chen, it was really her show. I mean, it's on CBS, and it was like her husband's channel. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was developed by Sarah Gilbert, but
is she even on it anymore?
No,
she's gone. Saying.
She left to go do the Conners, and that's it. She left the show. Julie Chen kind of left with her tail between her legs after her husband was accused of being sexually inappropriate with people at CBS. Leah Remini was on the show for a while. Holly Robinson, Pete, Aisha Tyler, Melissa Jarrett Winoker. I mean, they've really been kind of going through the Marie Osmond for a little while was on that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eve, who I love, a rapper Eve.
That didn't last long.
No, she wasn't on very long. Right. She's married to a billionaire. She doesn't need to be on television. You know what I mean? But that show is the same thing that you say about Twitter. It's like you tweet something and then it can only do bad things for you. So if you're Eve and you have Eve money, if you have, you know, rich girl and tambourine money and you're married to a billionaire, no reason to get involved with those women who are only going to lure you down that path to say something that's going to tick somebody off for no reason. It's just like Twitter. There's no reason.
Well, the problem is you're on a show like that. So you are talking every day to people, getting stuff off your chest. So
who, me?
I'm saying them. So stay the hell off Twitter. Save it for the show.
Right, right.
You know, don't give me your thoughts on Twitter or don't do anything on Twitter. Just do your show. Get your thoughts out. Go home. Come back and do it the next day. That is your Twitter.
Except for the fact that when did we ever talk about the talk ever? You and I have been doing this show together. Let's see. When did the talk start? It started in
1964.
It does feel like that. It started in 2010. Okay. You and I have been doing a show together since 2010.
Right.
So in 11 years, have we mentioned the talk once?
No, we probably mentioned The View a couple of times, but never The Talk. I couldn't tell you what channel The Talk is on.
Well, CBS, because I just told you that, because of Julie Chen. But right. Other than that, we've never, in 11 years, we've never mentioned The Talk. Now, I mean, here we are starting the show with it. We talked about it on Friday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Just because of Sharon. But, yeah, she ain't coming back. So, this is the second and only time we'll talk about The View or The Talk. See, I don't even know what it is. The View, The Talk, whatever.
Dan asked, who do you think is the target audience for those types of shows like The View and The Talk? And I said, dumb people.
People that are at home and they're watching Good Morning America and they forgot to turn the TV.
There you go. That's what it is. People who left the TV on from Good Morning America and just went on with their lives. Like, oh, what's on now?
The exact audience for that are people that lost the remote.
People that lost the remote, right.
Lost the remote, or they cut off cable and they only have bunny ears and they only can pick up two channels. And it's either that or Gunsmoke. So they're going with that. Yeah.
You know who else? Cats.